While the super committee races to cut government spending, another bipartisan effort could change what members of Congress can do with their own money. It would ban them from trading stock based on non-public information they get because they're in Congress. The bill now has 64 co-sponsors and counting. What's remarkable is this Stock Act has been introduced year after year and received only one hearing. Just last week, it had only 9 co-sponsors. What changed? Well, the CBS News magazine 60 Minutes did a story about congressional insider trading. NPR's Tamara Keith reports.
September 2008, the financial system was in crisis. Lehman Brothers failed on the 15th, and all that week, confusion and fear reigned. Thursday the 18th, the Treasury Secretary and the Chairman of the Federal Reserve gave congressional leaders a closed-door private briefing. Among them, Republican Spencer Backus of Alabama. Backus was the ranking member of the House Financial Services Committee at the time. Now he's chairman. The next day, Backus bought options betting the markets would fall. And they did. He sold about a week later with more than $5,000 in profit. Now Backus is defending his trades.
Does that make me guilty because I'm a good investor? You know, apparently I'm one of the better investors, you know, around. Well, is that a sin?
Backus says in earlier years he paid for law school and bought a car investing in the stock market. He insists as a member of Congress he has never traded on non-public information. And Backus says he didn't need a top-secret briefing from the Treasury Secretary to decide to short the markets.
The market had come from 15,000 down to 12,000. The headline on the September the 17th was Markets in Turmoil.
There's probably no way to know what really drove the congressman's trades, but it's almost certain that even if he had used insider information, what he did was legal. Alan Ziobrowski is a professor of business at Georgia State University.
There's no law against it. There's nothing to prohibit them from doing it. And so, people will do what they're allowed to do.
Ziobrowski has studied the investment behavior of Congress. He found that in the late 1990s, members of the Senate earned 12% more than the average investor. A more recent study of House members found a 6% annual advantage.
The problem is, of course, as long as this continues, you'll never be certain whether or not congressmen are voting for their portfolio, or they're actually voting for the benefit of their constituents.
Another study found different results. Andy Eggers is a lecturer at the London School of Economics and co-author of the study.
It seems in our study that on average, members of Congress would be better just owning index funds anyway.
He says, if nothing else, congressional stock trading just looks bad.
For the sake of appearances, I don't see why Congress shouldn't make it required that members of Congress only own broad index funds or put their investments in a qualified blind trust.
Today, fewer than 20 members of Congress have their investments in a qualified blind trust. In comes the Stock Act. It doesn't require blind trusts or ban trading, but among other things, it bans members and their staffs from trading on non-public information and requires them to report stock purchases and sales over $1,000 within 90 days. Currently, it can take more than a year for information about trades to come out. Congresswoman Louise Slaughter, a Democrat from New York, has been pushing the Stock Act since 2006.
We get information all the time that the outside people don't have. We have no business trading on that.
For his part, Spencer Backus says he stopped trading individual stocks a year ago and divested from the markets entirely. Today, he announced his committee will hold a hearing on the Stock Act next month. Tamara Keith, NPR News, The Capitol.